some fantastic music for you today. We've got the Bikini Beach Band, we've got Richard T and Friends, we've got our Crow Radio House Band, and as if that wasn't enough, today we have five beautiful and intelligent regatta princesses. So stick around for Crow Radio Review. We'll be here for the next hour entertaining you. I'm your host, Debbie Conley. Awesome, man. It's so nice to have those drums there on the opening tune. That really added to everything. Well, we have a great show today. We're so happy to be outside here at Fort George. It's just amazing. You know, thanks so much to Fort George for letting us do this. Every last Saturday of the month, here we are. Coast Community Radio just rolls our equipment down to Fort George, and we put on this great show. We've been doing it for 21 years now, Fort George for a number of years. I'm not sure just how many, but wow, it's too much. So remember today, if you have yourself something good to drink, be sure to tip your server. Well, oh my gosh, I'm so just glad you're here. I'm not sure what's happening with Stinky. Oh, hi, Jim. There you are. Do you know where Stinky is?
Not sure. He's certainly not taking a bath. Maybe he's cooking up another get-rich-quick scheme.
Well, you know what? He'll probably show up. Maybe he got confused and went upstairs. You know, I don't really smell anything yet.
Well, we can't wait long. We have a show to do, and I'm sure these young ladies are very busy and may have other things to do this morning.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
Debbie, the only reason we're here is we wanted to meet this troll. What's his name again? Stinky Toddwort? And see what he looks like. What does he look like again?
Well, Queen Catherine, yes, it is Stinky Toadwort, but I'm going to let Jim handle the question of what Mr. Stinky Toadwort looks like.
Well, he's kind of hard to describe. He has a tail like all trolls, and I think he's a bit overweight. Hopefully he'll show up and you get an eyeful or maybe a noseful.
Here I am, everyone! You know, I was a bit confused, you know.
Like we don't expect that.
But I was looking around upstairs, because that is generally where we have the skits at the Fort George Public House. But they told me the show was down below this morning, so here I am.
Oh, my goodness. The smell.
Oh, I know.
Debbie, how can you stand this every month?
Well, you know, I guess you get used to it. You build up some resiliency. It's been 21 years, and, you know, I think maybe I've lost a little bit of my sense of smell with all this. Could that be?
Probably. So you were the troll? You're not a bad-looking fellow.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You are attractive.
But he stinks.
Well, thank you. I think. And by the way, who are you, and why are you all wearing these crowns, or what you call them, tiaras? Is that what you call those things?
Why, Mr. Troll, holy moly, do you stink?
Oh, well, take it easy, ladies. Stinky can only bathe semi-annually if you can get a chance to take a dip in the mystic cesspool.
And why is that?
Well, he's trying to keep the goats away. He had a bad experience with three of them a few years back. I'm not sure Stinky is familiar with hygiene. Are you familiar with hygiene, Stinky?
Familiar with what?
Hygiene.
Hi yourself, Jim. I am not Gene. I am Stinky Toadwort, the Astoria Troll.
See what I mean, Serena? Mr. Troll is not, how should I put it, not the sharpest tack in the box, not dealing with the full deck. You know, you get the idea.
Hey, watch it there, Jim. You know, I do know a few things.
A very few.
So, Serena, before we begin...
We've already began, Mr. Troll.
that. But before we have you ladies talk about the upcoming regatta events, you know, I have a few questions about this strange practice you humans have of electing kings and queens, princesses, and even princess. But that is totally illegal here in the USA, under my understanding.
This is a festival, not a government, and I can 100% assure you that it's completely legal. And Mr. Troll, will you please give us a chance to tell people here and listening in the audience about the Astoria Regatta?
Well, that's coming right up, so I think that would be a really good idea. What do you people think? Do you think?
Yeah. Thanks, Stinky. Well, yes, ladies. Perhaps you can introduce yourselves first and give us that information.
Jim, I have to go now. There are rumors that those ice peoples are skulking around this place.
Uh-oh.
And I do not want to have to deal with them. Well, goodbye, ladies, and good luck with the 125th edition of the... but except for one thing before I go.
Uh-oh.
You guys have a... You ladies, tiaras and king, queens and princesses, you have a float, right, that you ride right in the... you want to tell me about that float? Well, my question is, maybe the troll can ride with you on the float. What do you think?
No.
Too bad, Stinky.
You know, I don't think they have one of those extra things that fits around your waist that holds you up while you're on the float. That might be difficult.
That'd be an extra, extra, extra large.
Who's not that?
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay. Hey, well, so long, Stinky. Glad you got to hang out with some princesses for a while. I know that means a lot to you.
Goodbye, Stinky, and good luck, as always.
All right. Well, I'd like to give a great big Troll Radio welcome to our Regatta festivals. Court this year, they're awesome. The Regatta is a fantastic event, and they're going to tell you a little bit about all the different events. This is just a smattering of them, so each of them is going to tell you about one cool thing that's happening. Let's start with Catherine.
Hi, I'm Queen Catherine, and join us August 7th at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Theater, where I'm going to pass on my crown to one of these four lovely princesses.
Hi, thank you for having us. I'm Mara DeWallaby. I'm from Warrenton High School. On Thursday, August 8th at 7 p.m., Kiwanis is hosting a kitty parade at the Warrenton City Park for all the kiddos who want to participate. Hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone. I'm Princess Kayla Helixo, and I'm from Astoria High School. And after that, we're hosting a movie in the park after the kiddos parade at 9 p.m., and we're showing Toy Story 1. Really hope to see you guys there.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Hillman, and I'm from Seaside High School. So on Saturday, August 10th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., we will have our Regatta Square in downtown Astoria. With bounce houses, Purple Cow will have a kids' booth, and food and entertainment from CMH. It is sure to be a great time.
Hi, I'm Serena Moha. I'm from Warrenton High School. At 12 p.m. Saturday, August 10th, come join us in downtown Astoria for the Grand Land Parade, featuring entries from local community groups and businesses.
All right, it's gonna be so awesome. So we hope we see a lot of you there. You wanna add anything else? Tell us a little bit about what maybe one of you has something that's just extra special about the Regatta Festival. Why would a little kid wanna come? What if I was 5 years old, what would be my very favorite thing to do at the Regatta this year?
I think definitely the parade would be my favorite thing. There are floats all over the place. They're beautifully decorated and they're pretty magical, so come check it out.
Okay, but I have a question. If you're a little kid and you come to the parade, what's going to be your very favorite part?
Candy.
A lot of people bring their own bags and fill them up with the candy that gets thrown by the people in the parade, which will be some of you. So I look forward to seeing you. I will be there waving, so be sure to wave back to me.
Thank
it always
you.
Makes me feel good. Thanks so much for coming today.
You got a regatta.
You got a regatta. All right, thanks so much. Big hand for our Regatta Court of 2019. We're really proud of them. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to carry on with some music here. We're going to get the Bikini Beach Band up here. And so the Regatta Court Square, by the way, is just down the street. a ways, about a block and a half from here. But there's also something really cool going on right here. There's going to be a big block party. Fort George hosts a block party during regatta. And they're starting it all off on the Friday night of regatta. That will be Friday the 9th of August. When it gets dark, there's going to be a movie here. It's going to be Kindergarten Cop, everybody's favorite kid movie, which was filmed, a lot of it right at Astor School, some of it in my old classroom. So that's always fun to see. Then the next day, on Saturday, there is music here all afternoon. The Hackles, Michael Hurley, Tango, Alpha Tanga. It's going to be really fun. There'll be food and beverages out here available for all. Sunday, the band Get Ahead, Jerry Joseph, and Roselit Bone will be performing right here. So come on down from 4 to 10 on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a big weekend. Again, that is during regatta weekend. So much going on. Well, I'm always happy when Lorenzo is in town.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, Lorenzo and I go way back. We've been buddies for a long time.
Rock and roll buddies.
Rock and roll buddies. Like you were about the age of those regatta princesses when you were playing music around here.
Oh, boy.
All right. So what do you have for us today?
Well, we got several surf songs, classic
Excellent.
Surf songs, including Walk, Don't Run and Woo! Pipeline.
Let's go. Don't waste any time.
In the band today, we have Peter Unander on keyboards, Rebecca Newman on bass guitar, Flint Rice on drums, and I'm Lorenzo. Thank you.
That was so nice.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, these guys will be back to join all the other musicians at the end of the show with some more good tunes, so don't go away. Hey, while we're getting Richard T. and friends up here, I'll let you know about something fun. I'm going to go over to Cape Disappointment State Park in Washington and listen to the Brownsmead Flats from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's an all-ages, really fun concert series that they have over there. I advise you to come over tonight and pay attention to the other events that they're having this summer, because it's a beautiful, beautiful place to perform, and the crowds are always just awesome. And speaking of totally awesome, starting tonight at 7:15, there's a new theater group in town, pretty new, Peer Pressure Productions. They are, oh gosh, I can't even think what street it is. It's on Commercial Street, like around 12th maybe, 11th and 12th, right in there. I could walk you right there, but I can't tell you what that street is. 10:15. It's 10:15 Commercial, of course. And at 7:15 tonight, they're starting out with their biggest first fundraiser, a performathon that's going to go on for 24 hours. For a very minimal fee, you can buy a beautiful artsy button and go to any are all of the performances. And tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 p.m., again, the Brownsmead Flats will be performing. Throughout the performathon, there also will be cakewalks, so you can get in on a cakewalk. There's going to be a puppet show there at some point for the kids. I understand that the list of their performers is on Peer Pressure Productions' Facebook page. So check it out and go listen to some good music. There'll be music, poetry, dance. It's a multi-talented. And one more regatta event I wanted to mention to you. The North Coast Symphony, really group of talented local musicians. Their orchestra will be playing on Saturday, August 10th. That's a part of the regatta as well at 7 p.m. at Estuary High School. Free for all. Nice family performance. Hey, it's always a good day when you get Richard T. around. And since he's got some friends, he brought some of them along. So give a big old welcoming hand to Richard T. and friends.
Thank you, Debbie. Yeah, bud. Brad Griswold, we're playing guitar here. And what's your name again? Dave Quinton on the bass. Since this is a kind of a kid-friendly place, we thought we'd start off with one that's kind of kid-friendly. Roly-poly, corn and taters, hungry every minute of the day. It's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He eats everything from soup to hay. Boli, boli, daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. Times a day. Holy poly eats a hearty dinner. He needs lots of strength to run and play. He's up at dawn to do the chores. He runs both ways through all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Holy poly, daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. He's up at dawn to do the chores. He runs both ways through all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Roly poly, daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. Thank you. Let's see if we get Brad to sing us a song.
Well, here's one that I do with these guys every now and again called Smooth Sailing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. It's gonna be smooth sailing from now on, since my cheating baby's gone. Diamond rings I can't afford, so I threw her overboard. Smooth sailing from now on. Well, I satisfied my hanker and found somebody new. When I could lose my anchor, I saw the last of you. It's gonna be smooth sailing from now on, since my cheating baby's gone. Diamond rings I can't afford, so I threw her overboard. Smooth sailing from now on. What'd you say there, Richard? I got me a new baby on my phone, and I'll never sell myself alone. From her head down to her feet, she's got all the other speed. Smooth sailing from now on. Well, I'll be the skipper and we'll have a little crew. She and I in kisses, oh yes, and Mr. Moon, it's gonna be smooth sailing from now on. Since my cheating baby's gone, diamond rings I can't afford, so I threw her overboard. Smooth sailing from now on. I got me a new baby on my own, and I'll never sail my ship alone. From her head down to her feet, she's got all the other speed. Smooth sailing from now on. Well, I'll be the skipper and we'll have a little crew. She and I in kisses, oh yes, and Mr. Moon, it's gonna be smooth sailing from now on. Since my cheating baby's gone, diamond rings I can't afford, so I threw her overboard. Smooth sailing from now on. It's gonna be smooth sailing from now on.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I can't give you anything but love, baby. Now that's the only thing I have plenty of, baby. Dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I'll guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you're doing swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths does not sell, baby. But until that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, can't give you anything but love. one song. Thank you.
One more. Let's do a...
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, baby, don't you cry. Of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing, spread your wings, take to the sky. Until that morning, well, ain't nothing gonna harm you. Or maybe your daddy close by your side. Time and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't. Oh, don't you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We needed that. Wow. Richard T. and Friends, thank man, you. That was just awesome. All right, so can we catch you anywhere?
Yeah.
If we run fast enough?
I play with Maggie and the Cats every Friday at Sweet Basil's in Cannon Beach and every Sunday at the Bistro in Cannon Beach.
Nice.
And Dave plays every Thursday, or Friday and Saturday, Sunday with me, with Maggie and the Cats. And he also does every Thursday at Bill's Tavern with the floating glass balls. So,
awesome. That's great. All right. All right. Well, we're going to get the house band up here for some few tunes. And, hey, I want to say a big thank you to everybody who came out to KMUN's block party last Friday. Was that fun or what? Woo, it was so much fun. I understand it was so much fun and it was such a success that we're planning on doing it again next year. So, stay tuned to Coast Community Radio, your awesome radio station, for more information about that coming up and all sorts of other good KMUN events, including Troll Radio. You know, I wanted to say just a little bit more about Regatta Square, which will be happening weekend after next, and also the block party. At the block party, we had children's activities that were sponsored by Purple Cow Toys. Purple Cow Toys does the most awesome job with everything with our kids around here, and they will also be doing kids' activities at Regatta Square. So don't miss Regatta Weekend. It's a very, very fun time here in Astoria, and we do love our sweet Astoria. And well, I'm going to turn it over to the house band, and then we're going to get everybody up here, and who knows what's going to happen then.
Howdy. I'm going to play a song about one of our favorite aviators. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get it.
There was.
Out on the ocean, just a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart lying flat that day, with her partner Captain Noonan on the 2nd of July. Her plane fell in the ocean far away. happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. SOS was heard, signal weak, but still her voice was brave. In shark-infested waters, her plane fell down that day, in the blue Pacific to a watery grave. There's a beautiful, beautiful field, far away. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air.
Take the first one.
Story of that awful tragedy. Pray that she might fly home safe again. In years to come, no others blaze a trail across the sea. We'll ne'er forget Amelia and her plane. There's a beautiful, beautiful field far away. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. In constant sorrow all his days, constant sorrow, I see troubles all my day. I bid farewell to old Nebraska, the place where I was born and raised. The place where he was born and raised. Oh, a six long years to ramble, had no friends. I roam and ramble, I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help me now. My old true lover, I never expect to see her again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railway. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. Bury me in some deep valley
for many years where I might land. Then you may learn to love another while I am sleeping in my grave.
While he is sleeping in his grave.
Take it, boy. I'm a stranger, my face you'll never see no more. But there is one promise that is given, I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
You see, that's a happy ending. That guy, yeah. Thought he was a loser, huh?
He was happy at the end.
Okay, we can run this a while. We got 10 minutes, so we got five. Okay, we can run.
Yeah, run it. Maybe we'll find another one.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, like,
we're gonna play a string band dancey tune here, so kids get ready to maybe do a little jumping around. You can see a lag it there.
Yeah, but run 3-3 at least.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, Dan.
Start us out, Larry.
D.
Yeah. D. That one?
Yeah.
Sounds like D.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
we brought the sun out.
Okay, we want to get
Lorenzo.
Finishing band up here, Lorenzo.
All right, let's just pull up as many musicians as we can get right now. You're a musician. Come on up. Yeah. Hey, this was an awesome show. Look at how the sun is just getting brighter and brighter as the show progresses. We're going to go out of here with a bunch of musicians doing some really awesome things. And I want to let you know that Rebecca, the bass player, from the Bikini Beach Band, is going to be playing in her band, the Sharon Hartley Band, tonight at Peer Pressure at the Performathon at 9 p.m. is her slot. Go early, catch up some of the music beforehand, and so take part in that. I want to say a big thank you to Jack and to Brian for our engineering today. Thanks to the Blue Scorcher for sending over treats, as they all do. They are so groovy to us. Thanks to all of you audience members and to you people who are listening to us high in the air. Hey, Steve. Anyway, we'll be back here on August 31st with a lot of groovy music, so we'll be looking forward to seeing you here. Thanks for being here. We're going out with a Goldie Oldie. Oldie Goldie. You ready?
Yeah. A lot of rubble bubble going on here. You start. Yeah.
I don't care what your daddy do. You know, little girl, I'm so in love with you. Why don't you hang on, Snoopy? Snoopy, hang on. Come on, hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Hang on, hang on. Won't you hang on, Snoopy? Oh, hang on, hang on. Take it, Peter. Let your hair down, girl, let it hang down on me. Snoopy, let your hair down, girl, let it hang down on me. Snoopy, I don't care.